My name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey about youth of substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
I'm quite elderly, yes.
Okay, very well. It seems like the survey has already started, so we will continue from there where it is. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or a concentrate in any form? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never tried.
No, I mean we're talking about the youth, the teens in your school district. How often do you think they use cannabis in any form, like pot or hash? Do you think they tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
No, I don't do any drugs.
No, we are talking about the teens, the teenagers in your school district.
Oh, I'm sure all of them have.
Yeah, but how often do you think they use it? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Once a week at least.
Once a week, very well, thank you. How often do you think the most teens in your school district use vaping or devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Oh, I think they're doing the hard stuff at least once a month, I would say.
Once a month? Okay. Very well. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give your best guess, please. First statement says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree, strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Agree, thank you. Next statement said, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
Agree.
And that's strongly agree or just agree?
I strongly agree, yes. I
strongly agree, very well. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Thank you, sir. This is the bulk of the survey. After we're done with this battery, we're pretty much done. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
I'm totally against vaping.
So you agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. Next statement says, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree or disagree, sir?
I would agree that they should not.
Strongly? Or agree?
Yes.
Or just strongly. Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Agree or
strongly agree?
Strongly agree. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. So we're moving pretty fast, so we'll be done before you know it. Thank you for your time. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Some of the questions sound repetitive, but you know they have a different angle. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Almost done, sir. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Well, agree
or disagree? Sir?
I would hope they would. Yes, I would agree.
Strongly agree or just agree?
Agreed, yeah.
Just agree. Okay, very well. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I would disagree with that.
Disagree, okay. Is that a strongly disagree or just disagree?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, very well. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Very well. Almost done, sir. Just bear with me, please. Vaping or using e-cigarette is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agreed.
Very well. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Three more of these, and then we jump to the next section, which is almost done. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, strongly agreed.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
And just one more. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Almost done, sir. 85% done. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try it once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I haven't had a drink of alcohol in over 35 years.
So you don't drink no more? So would that be what? You need to choose an answer, sir. Never try it once or twice a year.
Never.
Never. Very well. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor? Never try it once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily.
Never have.
Never have. Very well. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never try it once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, once a week,
never,
or daily.
Never.
All right. Okay, now I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Never. Okay, how would you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
I'm a rock-headed German.
Excuse me?
I am a rock.
Now, we're referring to your ethnicity, sir. Are you a white, Hispanic or Latino, Black or African American? Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, or American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Let's move on. As a token of our appreciation, the Grow Frazee Vergas Coalition will donate $10 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would you like us to donate to the Frazee Vergas Area Community Clubs or the Cornerstone? Sir? Which organization do you prefer that we donate the $10? The Frazee Vergas Area Community Clubs or the Cornerstone?
The Vergas.
Frazee Vergas Area Community Clubs. Is that correct? Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Very kind of you. Your input was very important.
You.
Have a good night.
All right.